This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Christians around the world are celebrating Christmas today. AP's Mike Hempen reports Pope Francis's Christmas message at the Vatican addressed the challenges faced by migrants.
Francis said instead of finding acceptance, injustice continues along their journey, where they often face abuse, enslavement, and torture in inhumane detention camps, and death during dangerous sea and desert crossings. And once migrants arrive in places where they might have hoped for a dignified life, the Pope said instead they find themselves before walls of indifference.
That's AP's Mike Hempen reporting. Hong Kong anti-government demonstrators continued their protests on Wednesday. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Hong Kong police fired tear gas and used pepper spray on protesters on Wednesday to try to disperse crowds at Christmas-decorated shopping malls and nearby streets. Although there were no major clashes, riot police patrolled past protest hotspots, briefly firing tear gas in Mong Kok. Police have described their responses to the unrest as reactive and restrained. Demonstrators were keen to keep the protests going despite festive celebrations. Hong Kong's pro-Beijing leaders have made no concessions to the protesters despite acknowledging their defeat in November's council elections.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Officials in Burkina Faso say soldiers killed 80 Islamic militants who launched simultaneous attacks on a military post on the northern town of Arbinda. The militants killed at least 35 civilians, mostly women, before they were beaten back. Seven soldiers were also killed. Islamic militants in Mali, under pressure from French forces, have spilled across the border into Burkina Faso. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been promising U.S. President Donald Trump a special gift for Christmas. AP's Jackie Quinn has more on this ominous threat.
After North Korea's leader warned he would take action if sanctions are not eased by the end of the year, the speculation is that the Christmas gift he's promised the U.S. would likely be a new missile test, perhaps a missile capable of delivering a nuclear warhead. When asked how the U.S. will respond, President Trump said maybe Kim Jong-un is planning a nice present, like a beautiful vase rather than a missile launch. A U.N. spokesman says the world body has a Christmas message for Pyongyang. It should work for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and resume disarmament talks with the United States. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Iran has shut down mobile internet access to overseas sites in several provinces. Just a day before protest rallies are expected, it comes as social media posts and some relatives of people killed in unrest in November over gasoline price hikes have called for renewed protests and commemoration ceremonies for the dead on December 26th. Britain's Queen Elizabeth and her family spent Christmas Day at her palatial countryside retreat. The Queen's traditional pre-recorded Christmas message emphasized the need for forgiveness and reconciliation, and she admitted it has been a difficult year.
By being willing to put past differences behind us and move forward together, we honor the freedom and democracy once won for us at so great a cost.
Her comment about a bumpy year was seen as referring both to Brexit and to the royal family's difficulties. A centuries-old tradition in France has come to an end. Because of the devastating fire earlier this year, Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is not holding Christmas Mass. AP's Angela Charlton reports the rector of the cathedral says he's heartsick at not being able to celebrate Christmas services inside there this year.
This is the first time they haven't had Christmas since the French Revolution more than 200 years ago. So that's been really upsetting and confusing for the parishioners, the congregation, the clergy, and tourists who used to come and really appreciate going to Christmas Mass at Notre Dame.
As restoration efforts continue on the Gothic monument, there are questions whether the entire structure can be saved.
He said that there's even a 50% chance that it could collapse further. So there was scaffolding on the cathedral before the fire. It was under renovation when the fire happened. And that scaffolding, he says, is threatening to fall over and knock over the vaults that are holding it up.
This is VOA News.